Just two.
Afghanistan, no longer a mystery. After 90-plus days, the president reveals goals for the war in that country. Is it open-ended? How many troops will be sent to Afghanistan? As far as the 40 to 45 that General McChrystal asked for, we'll answer those questions here tonight on America Tonight. And gauge your sense of the president's address and how you feel things will wrap up in that country. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be here at the helm of America Tonight. So without further ado, here's a little slice of the president's address to the nation earlier.
As Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan. After 18 months, our troops will begin to come home. These are the resources that we need to seize the initiative while building the Afghan capacity that can allow for a responsible transition of our forces out of Afghanistan. I do not make this decision lightly. I oppose the war in Iraq precisely because I believe that we must exercise restraint in the use of military force and always consider the long-term consequences of our actions. We have been at war now for 8 years, at enormous cost in lives and resources. Years of debate over Iraq and terrorism have left our unity on national security issues in tatters and created a highly polarized and partisan backdrop for this effort. And having just experienced the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, the American people are understandably focused on rebuilding our economy and putting people to work here at home. Most of all, I know that this decision asks even more of you, a military that, along with your families, has already borne the heaviest of all burdens. As President, I have signed a letter of condolence to the family of each American who gives their life in these wars. I have read the letters from the parents and spouses of those who deployed. I visited our courageous wounded warriors at Walter Reed. I've traveled to Dover to meet the flag-draped caskets of 18 Americans returning home to their final resting place. I see firsthand the terrible wages of war. If I did not think that the security of the United States and the safety of the American people were at stake in Afghanistan, I would gladly order every single one of our troops home tomorrow. So no, I do not make this decision lightly.
All right, as I said, that's just a little bit of what the president had to say. His address, under a half hour to the nation. Many of you probably may be catching little bits of it, so we'll catch up on some of the things. Obviously, the big deal was how many troops are going to be sent, and would this be an open-ended affair? As you heard there, the answer to that question is no. July of 2011 is when the troops will start to come back from Afghanistan. So then you have to ask yourself this question. After 8 years, you throw in a couple more. Ultimately, has, number one, has Obama made his case for what he'd like to see get accomplished in Afghanistan? And is this something that is going to thwart terrorism in the end? You know, to me, as somebody who wanted to skip ahead to Pakistan anyway, you have the 8 years invested. Now you're just going for a couple of other years, and you think of what others have done in the past in Afghanistan. And sad to say, I cannot imagine walking away from Afghanistan and feeling like it's mission accomplished, right? So it's not open-ended, and in one sense, we know where the end game is, but what does that do as far as the terrorists are concerned? Taking a page out of a playbook where the play is now prominently featured out there. And in one sentence, basically, the president said that the effort in Afghanistan was the greatest threat to peace for the worldwide community. But then following that, He said that the deadline by which the military objectives must be completed. And when is that date? It's what I just told you, July of 2011. So with the troop deployment by Christmas, 15,000 fewer than what General McChrystal wanted. So this is the last chance to do what? March upon Afghanistan in one surge that lasts till the end of July, 2 years from now. And ultimately, in these war efforts, in these now two separate wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, what do we take away from this? What does the United States in the end get out of Afghanistan and this new strategy? And he says it's the strategy for winning the war in Afghanistan that has a deadline, that has a deadline of 18 months, basically, 18 months to get it done or it's over with. Is this a smart move or is this a stupid play? Do you think the president accomplished what he set out to do? And you heard him say there that he didn't enter into this decision lightly, referring to the amount of days that it took to come to this strategic point with Afghanistan. Throughout the show, we're going to weave this in and let you be the decider on it in our own little mini poll. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net or, of course, dialing the digits for ATN, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We're not going to just talk about what happened with Afghanistan, this address, the strategy, etc. We're going to move on to, of course, a couple of other things that have happened around the country when we get to odds and ends. And there are a few things. Obviously, the four dead policemen in Seattle and the wild man hunt. So the man who killed four Washington police officers, ultimately, what was the end game here? We have that for you, too. Also, H1N1, a.k.a. swine flu, you know, it's like being on a roller coaster, the peaks and valleys of swine flu. There are now 66 million doses available in the United States. First, we were told that this had a great chance, unfortunately, to spread like wildfire, and there wouldn't be enough to go around. And, you know, my thoughts on this after having several doctors on, is it something I would take as a vaccine? The answer for me personally would be no, just like the health workers in upstate New York who didn't want to do it. But for those who want to take it, 66 million, as I said, are now available across the country, and they're easing some of the restrictions. So that means they're opening it up to people far and wide, basically, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But what is this vaccine preventing? You make the call. We'll talk about it. Coming up next, however, we played this up a lot. Windows 7. Some people ran out and got Windows 7. You sent me emails. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Technology, what's the latest? It's Tech Tuesday. We have a visit with Greg Stebbin next on ATN.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. loans. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthRevealed.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthRevealed.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
Tonight, we're going to talk more about Obama and the Afghanistan strategy. But a quick announcement in case you missed your name last night. Dave from Vermont, we talked to him, but Trey in Kentucky, Chris in Connecticut, Dr. E in Kentucky, Mark in New York, upstate New York, and Jana in Iowa have all won the books by Dave Pels, the golf book that I was telling you about that we're so excited to give away on the show, and ultimately the big prize at the end of Nail the Score. Make sure you get in touch with us at the studio at some point so we have an address to send you your goodies, and maybe you win the big payoff at the end. All right, he is an author. An incredible guru when it comes to the Internet. In fact, he was one of the authors of Internet for Dummies. Also, co-author of a book called White House Confidential with my pal Austin Hill. That's just a great book. All kinds of awesome trivia facts about presidents. It's always fun to dive into that for some quick trivia. And it would take us half the show to go through his entire resume. But it is Tech Tuesday, and it's always fun to talk with Greg Stebbin. Greg stepping in from the green room, I hope. Hey, Greg.
Hi there, Kate. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to come on at the last minute. I mean, we always love to have you on the show, but I just thought, ooh, Tech Tuesday, he's the guy to go to. And everybody's still buzzing about Windows 7. Some like it, some don't. I think it's kind of like Hillary Clinton, very polarizing. There's no in between.
that analogy may be even more apt than you meant, because I, you know, the minute you said that, I kind of thought about, you know, all the buzz over the years about Hillary's hairdo. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some ways, Windows 7 is kind of a new hairdo for Windows Vista. And, look, I used Windows Vista for a week, and it was torture. And I used Windows 7 for a week, and I found some parts of it very useful. The search function in particular is very powerful and a long time coming, long overdue. There's some things about Windows 7 that will have you clicking more than you used to in Windows XP and wondering why the heck they did this. Frankly, when they added the extra click, that kind of makes you think, well, they were trying to be more Apple-like. It's not an operating system most people should run out and buy if they're planning on keeping their computer. I mean, even Microsoft says that there's a place on the Microsoft website where they'll tell you whether your computer should really be upgraded from XP to Windows 7. And the fact that they're not so sure that it will work on everyone's computer should be a real big red flag for you. That being said, I mean, we're hearing all about how last month, you know, there were more people were using Windows 7 than used Apple computers. And you can't really, excuse the pun, but it's not really comparing apples to apples, because Windows 7 has a natural built-in audience of people. First of all, almost everybody who has Vista should be upgrading to Windows 7. I mean, the difference will be dramatic for you. And anybody who buys a new computer today, other than the little netbooks, is going to get Windows 7. So they didn't need a lot of people to go from XP to Windows 7 to take a pretty good amount of market share in the beginning. The real telling thing is going to be how it grows from here on out.
Yeah. Speaking of netbooks, I'm glad that you segued into that. Do you like netbooks? I'm seeing more and more people with them in the coffee shops and stuff.
Well, I really like the idea of it. I mean, so for people who aren't familiar with what this is, you're seeing more and more of these very small notebook computers, and we don't even call them notebooks, we call them netbooks. And one of the reasons we call them netbooks, or the main reason, is that these are really designed to do something different than we've ever used computers for in the past. In the past, you know, we bought a computer and we loaded a bunch of software on it, and we loaded all our documents on it, and then we did everything using the computer in front of us. And what netbooks are really designed to do is really to get you on the internet. And once you get on the internet, you can surf the web, obviously. You can check your email through like a Gmail or a Yahoo account. But they're really also designed for you to do pretty low-level computing, and mostly using online applications like a word processor that's offered for free by Google and things like that. You don't load a lot of software on these things. They're really not made for that. And so for some people, they're second computers, and for many people, they buy them not understanding the limitations, and then they're disappointed and either stay disappointed or they take them back.
Yeah, even you have to have a side system to, if you want to look at videos and stuff, you know, if you were taking it on a plane, and of course the battery power thing, but it's definitely not like a laptop. There's a big difference, and I think you're right, Greg. It's interesting that you point that out, that people are confused as to what it is. I think when you look at the commercials, it looks all great and groovy and tiny and all that stuff, and that's what they're thinking. Ooh, compact, but compact doesn't always mean the same, right?
Well, and the interesting thing is that if you really look at what's happening, and now I'm going to go out on a limb here and make a pretty brash prediction. You know, we started out talking about Windows 7. I think Windows 7 may be the last operating system that Microsoft ever makes that anybody cares about. Mm. And frankly, when they released Windows 7, what was it, 2 months ago, nobody really cared then either. I mean, everyone was much more interested in what Apple was doing and what Google was doing and what Facebook was doing and what Twitter was doing. The operating system, which is really how Microsoft built their kingdom, is, you know, I hate to sound like a Valley girl, but it's so over. You know, we're going to do more and more things online, and it's not going to matter whether you're on a Mac or a Microsoft Windows machine or a smartphone like the one in my hand. We're going to do stuff using the Internet, and that's going to become our operating system, which is why Google announcing their operating system called Chrome was such a big deal, I don't know, I think a week or so ago.
Yeah, what do you think of that? What do you think of Chrome? You think that's going to be a major hit?
I think it will be a major hit, and I think you'll see other big players looking for ways to get into that game as well. But see, the difference is Microsoft and Apple really got to where they are today by being, A, competitive and not particularly collaborative, whereas I think the Googles and the Facebooks of the world understand that the key to success today is not to fight, it's to work together to make a better experience for the user. You know, Facebook 3 or 4 years ago said, we're going to be an operating system. And what they did was begin to enable developers to make all that cool, fun stuff that you do on Facebook. They essentially
right.
opened it up and said, come on in, build stuff for our Facebook operating system. And gosh, what did that lead to? Well, over 100,000 apps on the iPhone, because it's the same principle. We built the thing called the iPhone platform or operating system. Now you, all the developers, can come and build stuff for it. And frankly, I think most people that buy iPhones today, they're not buying it for the hardware anymore. They're buying it for the apps. They want to be able to bump and have a Zippo lighter and do all the amazing stuff you can do with the apps. And the fact that it's on such a cool phone is just an added benefit.
Oh, yeah. I have an iPhone, but when I had to take a while to warm up to it. At first, I didn't like it because I was dialing everyone I knew all over the country at 3 in the morning. And so when I finally realized, oh, okay, I can fix this problem, and
yeah.
I made friends with the iPhone, it is incredible what I have been able to do with it. I mean, from the simplest things like emailing instantaneous photos, which many other phones do, to, as you say, the apps that they have, like this cool app that somebody introduced me to the other day where you can hold up and you know this, I know you're going to know it right away, you don't know what the song is on the radio, you hold it up
yep.
and then it tells you what it is?
Yep, absolutely.
Crazy.
My favorite is called Bump. I don't know if you have this on your phone, Kate, but it's two people with iPhones who have Bump can literally exchange contact information or other information by literally just tapping their phones together. And you can find videos on, you know, YouTube and stuff of people, like, dancing at parties and bumping their phones together. You know, it's a great way to, oh, I want to get to know her, bump. I want to get to know her, bump. And just the idea that you can transfer information from one device to another in this sort of really fun bump way, it grabs and amazes the imagination.
So you have Bump.
I have Bump, although I have to say that in the Stebbins family, we are a multicultural family. My wife has an iPhone, but I have the new Motorola Droid from Verizon, which also has Bump available on it. So we are about as smartphoned out as you can be without getting more than one of any particular device.
I love that. Greg, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for stopping by.
It's great to be here.
All right, Tech Tuesday, Greg Stebbin, always entertaining. He gave you some very useful information. I wonder how many people in this audience even understand what he's talking about with Bump. I have heard of it, and it is very cool. It's amazing how quickly you can exchange that information. We're going to exchange some more information right here on The Flip Side.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Shorts, we decided after all here on ATN. The big story, sports-wise, sort of, is the greatest man in golf, maybe in history of the game. You could make the argument already, and if he wins some more, he certainly would eclipse some of the great ones from the past. But Tiger Woods, not being talked about as great swing or incredible finishes, but his philandering. And all because of a traffic accident at his own home where he hit a tree and a fire hydrant and a neighbor reported it and suddenly Pandora's box couldn't get more wicked. Now there are sex texts that are being released from the one woman who said she was with him for 31 months. And there may even be another one. It's just craziness. It looks to be what happened that the wife got wind of what was happening with at least one of the mistresses or one of the affairs or whatever, and flipped out and went and had a little argument with her husband and then decided to chase him with the golf club. He took off, and the rest is history. How this wraps up, who knows? You know, the more mystery, the more chum that's in the water for the paparazzi, the more they're going to continue to stake him out. All he has to do is ask any Hollywood celebrity, and they'll tell you that. But same thing for people involved in sports. Better to just face the music and say, my personal life's none of your business. And I had a row with my wife, got a little upset, decided to drive around the block or whatever he says, but he doesn't have to go deep on it. It would have been easier to at least explain it away that way. And we've gotten a lot of emails from many of you on the Tiger thing, and we'll get to those in just a minute here on the show. But other big news from the world of sports include this one, that the Florida State coach, Bobby Bowden, has to decided to retire after the bowl game. This is huge. There are legendary coaches in college football. He certainly is one of them. I mean, you think of Florida State football, the Seminoles, and you think of Bobby Bowden. He's been there forever. As far as I can remember, as long as I've been alive, he's going to end his 44-year coaching career after they play in a bowl. And 80 years old, just too many losses, he says, off-field problems. And, of course, there's a coach in waiting, too, ready to take over. So will it ever be the same in Tallahassee? Some of the players talked about it when they learned of the fact that he was no longer going to be there, including Christian Ponder. And here's what he had to say.
In the mood right now, I mean, you know, we just got out of a team meeting and, you know, guys are definitely saddened right now. I mean, it's tough to see someone like Coach Bowden, who's been here for 34 years. A guy, when you think about, you know, Florida State University, that's what you think about. And we're a little saddened right now, but we're, you know, there's a lot of motivation for us to go in this bowl game, it being his last game, and a lot of motivation for us to make sure that, you know, he's sent on the right foot. You know, a lot of guys went into it expecting it. You know, a lot of people saw, you know, in the newspapers and everything, and so guys kind of had going to the meeting and had the idea of it, but, you know, coming from firsthand, coming out of his mouth was different, and, you know, guys were definitely saddened by it, and, you know, we want to do the right thing for him.
So that's, you could tell the players really liked Bobby Bowden, at least most of them anyway. He won two national titles at Florida State, 93 and 99. Also, he had 14 straight seasons ending in 2000, when the Seminoles won at least 10 games. Didn't happen this year. It was a terrible year. 6-6. They are bowl eligible. Who knows? Maybe they're going to go to the Las Vegas Bowl. I don't know. But Florida State will end up somewhere. And this is maybe a better bowl because this is his last hurrah. But he really is the face of Florida State football, whether it was for controversy with some of the players or the wins on the field. He's gotten caught up in several NCAA investigations. The cheating scandal was the latest thing. The school was hit, remember, for 5 years probation for an incident where several of his players were given free shoes and then sporting goods from one of the local stores. And they used to call it, what did Steve Spurrier used to call it, Free Shoes University. But he goes hand in hand with Florida State. There are other coaches that I think would certainly be there on the bubble, like Joe Paterno. How long does he stay at Penn State? Incredible longevity for a college football coach. Pete Carroll, I think, will be with the Trojans for as long as he wants to be until he decides that, and he's got a long way to go before he decides that he wants to retire. What great job security. Matt, Bobby Bowden, you're a sports fan, you know. Anytime you think of Florida State, you do think of Bobby Bowden through the thick and the thin, and actually some of the great players he's produced that are now in the NFL and have been in the past.
Yeah, you can run down the list of the number of people that have just, I mean, especially in the 80s, in the early 90s.
Yes.
It was just off the charts with the talent they had there, and they kind of have fallen off the last couple of years. So you can kind of understand how the boosters and the school was trying to usher him out, and he didn't want to go, and it's going to end ugly when that happens. So there's nothing really either side, you know, if it's hard to get rid of a legend, and at the same time, it's hard for probably Bobby Bowden to want to step away on his own.
Yeah, and that's the same problem with Joe Paterno. And it's that is incredible longevity to be for anybody in any field, any walk of life. But they truly, Paterno, the same thing, is the face of that football team forever and ever. And you see what happens when you try to replace a legend. Like, look at some of the legendary coaches at Notre Dame. Charlie Weiss gets the boot earlier in the week. And crazy thing is, just last year they gave him a 10-year extension on his contract. So he's going to walk away from the Fighting Irish with $18 million, it looks like.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
It is an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard. And Matt, you know this as well. There have been a lot of people now mentioned for that job. Yeah, I don't know that I want that job. Whoever goes in there next, boy, the expectations for winning there are gargantuan after what they've just gone through with Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, and that's another school, too, that's fallen off that hasn't been relevant since the early 90s as well. And the thing with Notre Dame is they feel like they are a top five, you know, school as far as football goes in the country, but they really aren't, and they haven't been that way in many, many years, and they're going to have to try real hard to lure a big-name coach or a guy who's up and coming, and they struck out with their last couple ones with Bob Davies and Ty Willingham, who may have gotten let go a little too early, and then Charlie
Weiss. I think
Weiss.
He did.
Yeah, Charlie Weiss, his best 2 years were under Ty Willingham's recruits, and then they gave him a 10-year contract extension that was just not needed at all at the time. And now they're stuck holding the bag for $18 million. But they do have the money for it because they have coffers like no other school can.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it is crazy. That's what they do. They blow the money on these coaches. And, yeah, you know, who knows who – there have been a lot of high-profile names mentioned. Who knows who actually comes in and takes that gig. But – like I said, there would be high expectations. Here's another big sports story that happened. Sports Illustrated names Derek Jeter the Sportsman of the Year. Do you think Derek Jeter is the Sportsman of the Year? Now, as much as I do not like Brad in Kentucky, the Yankees, Derek Jeter is a classy guy, although now that I'm saying that, who knows what happens with Derek Jeter in his life. He's supposed to get married, I think, coming up next year, but Derek Jeter is a good guy to cover, as I had the luxury of covering him. He's one of my favorite people to actually talk to after a game. So Derek Jeter is the Sportsman of the Year, 35 years old. You know, he is the first Bronx Bomber to get that award since 1954. I had no idea. You think of all those stellar Yankees, and it's the first time it's happened in that long. Wow. But then you have to think of the other sports and the other people that could be gracing the cover and be named the Sports Person of the Year, basically. Sandy Koufax, Tom Seaver, and Randy Johnson was one of them, and Curt Schilling. Of course, the Boston Red Sox in 2004. What a tremendous year he had. .334, that was his batting average, 18 homers, 66 RBI, 30 steals. And so for the first time in 9 years, the Yankees won a World Series title. So I'd say, I guess he deserves it. There were other interesting stories that happened in the world of sports, but you could certainly make an argument for Derek Jeter. Now, speaking of Sportsman of the Year, I was talking about Tiger Woods, and a lot of you, before we even really started to discuss it, started to send emails to me. So without further ado, I'm going to head to the mailbox and give you a couple of quick ones. Here's one from Ed. Ed says, Kate, disgraceful what Tiger Woods has done. I agree with you. I don't give a crap about his personal life, but it's so salacious and so ridiculous. Why don't you just make a statement, even if he said, Nunya? None of your business. But he didn't do that. Instead, he slurked away like the snot he is. Oof. Another one from Jamie D. Jamie says, Kate, I heard you talking about Tiger Woods the other day, And I heard you mention that at first, who cares about Tiger Woods? And then you got deeper into it and said you can't help it, but it's like rubbernecking. And I agree. That's exactly what the problem is. Now suddenly everybody is coming out to tell their tales of having sex with Tiger Woods. Where do you think it ends? I say from 1 to 4, probably there's another 2 women that will come out of the closet to admit that they fooled around with a tiger. You know, it's interesting about that. I think I mentioned this, but there's a website called bookmaker.com that's accepting bets on various outcomes of the ongoing Woods situation. And some of the bets you can take are Tiger Woods admits on having an affair, he'll stay with his wife, he gets a divorce, he'll buy her an expensive ring, or he was under the influence. Ooh, birthdays coming up around the bend.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved.
A little Beatles for our stretch run here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with you as usual here on these airwaves. Hey, getting ready to go on a big trip is our own Matt Johnson, who is celebrating his, 40th birthday with a bunch of his friends. He's going to go to the Cardinals-Vikings game. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think it's his 40th birthday. Matt, you're not even 30 yet.
No, not yet. Don't put me in that
category. You're 28, right? You're going to be 28?
That is correct.
28 is a very good year because you're not quite 30, but you're not 21, so people aren't always referring to you as, well, when you get a little seasoning, when you get a little older, when my day, you know, that's what you hear everywhere you go.
I'm already doing that, so.
You're already doing that yourself?
Yeah, all my younger, younger siblings of my friends.
You know what, isn't it weird for you when you get out of school or when you get past 21, 22, and then you leap up to almost 30, don't people that are like 20 seem really young to you?
Incredibly young. I can't believe it. My buddy and I were just talking about that when we were out last weekend, that there's all these kids out, and I'm like, are they even 18? Who's carding these people? And it's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous now to think about it.
It is, but 28's a good age, and you're going to be with, how many of your buddies are going to Arizona with you?
There's about 8 of us that are going down, and we're going to do a little golfing and see the Vikings game and hang out so in the sun, and it should be fun times.
Yeah, the Vikings game could be pretty interesting, too, because, you know, the Cardinals, it's strange looking at the Cardinals, and you think of last year's Super Bowl, and, what an exciting Super Bowl that turned out to be. But it's been a kind of a topsy-turvy, not kind of, it has been a topsy-turvy year for them. But they're not completely toast in this whole thing. The Vikings, on the other hand, Brett Favre has just, I mean, he is the commander of the squad, no doubt. And in Viking land, you couldn't be more excited because, you know, they're in. It's just a question of, I think, home field advantage, which they'll get, I believe, and go all the way through. Who knows to how far? But the Cardinals are 7-4, so you can't completely take Kurt Warner and those guys lightly.
Yeah, for sure, but not for sure a fact that he's going to play because of the concussion. So you might see Matt Leinart there. He played last week, which would definitely play in our favor. I think we could confuse him a little bit given his lack of playing time. But if Kurt Warner is out there, it'll be hard. But we beat him last year very handily. I think we beat him 42-21 or something like that. So I think we should win this game. And there's going to be a big contingent of Vikings fans down there. There was last year, and they're expected to be even more this year. So should have a little crowd behind them as well.
And that's the Sunday night game, too, which makes it even that much better.
National TV, you guys can all see me.
You wave to us if you get on the tube.
I shall.
We'll be looking. We're waiting by the tube with bated breath.
ATN sign or something.
ATN. Who's A? They'll be like, ATN? What is that, ATM? I don't understand what you're saying. But that should be fun. And happy birthday to you since you won't be on the air during the birthdays.
Well, thank you.
During your birthday. That's exciting. Or we would have lumped you into our crowd. We will, in your honor, on your birthday night, which is what, Monday night?
No, it'll be Thursday night.
Oh, it is Thursday night.
Yep.
Why did I think it was the 7th? Okay, so a little bit earlier than that. Yeah, so you snuck in there just a little bit earlier than that. All right, on to news you can abuse. Have fun on that trip, Matt. Matt and his friends would probably be giggling about this story. A 38-year-old, well, they would have if it hadn't such a tragic ending. A 38-year-old former Miss Argentina died from complications after undergoing cosmetic surgery. You know where she's getting the surgery? On her buttocks. They call it a Brazilian butt lift, which is very, very common, particularly in that part of the world. So, sadly, she's the mother of twins, and she won the crown back in 94. She died of a pulmonary embolism after 3 days in a critical condition following that operation in Buenos Aires. See, it's so strange when you hear of these plastic surgeries gone wrong. Who would think she's getting a butt lift and ends up in that situation. So it's a very strange story, but a very sad story, no doubt. Here's another story that kind of piqued my interest, you know, with these stops that they run, especially on holidays for DUIs. In Ontario, sometimes the police get more than they bargain for at some of these spot checks. I'm running this for all of you in Canada listening. In central Ontario this week, police seized 19 bags of what they say is cocaine from a driver at a routine stop. 29-year-old guy pulled over just before midnight on November 30th. They found an open bottle of vodka and baggies of this cocaine and a set of scales. So he was charged with possession of alcohol and possession of drugs for the purpose of trafficking. What was he thinking? Driving around cocky, not having a care in the world, thinking, oh, they'll never catch me with these 19 bags of cocaine. What? All right, here's one that you might get more of a chuckle out of, and this is from Los Angeles. How many people have used a payphone lately? Suddenly silence. Because why? We all have cell phones. So a Los Angeles hairstylist accepted a collect call from a customer. She had no idea it would run more than $45, and no idea that's just what collect calls from payphones cost in the mobile age, because, you know, now that's what we are. We're all cell phone users. So the phone call was gladly accepted from an 84-year-old client who said she was running late and called from a payphone because her cell phone had died. But the bill from Network Communications International showed up for about $37 for the quick call and $5 in fees and taxes and $3 for billing, blah, 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 blah. And there you go. Collect calls are unregulated since most major companies left the business. Of course they did, because of the plans that people are on in the first place. And then the payphone to boot. When I saw that thing about the payphone, the first thing I thought is, man, I can't even remember the last time I have even used a payphone. It's probably been a decade, maybe even. It's probably been about 10 years. We've had cell phones for, what, at least 10 years, right? Seems like it anyway. All right, on to bigger things, including birthdays, as I said. And, you know, we always like to do this thing where we take a gander back in history at some of the things that have happened previous to this date. And some of the things are often strange, and some of the things are fun things to remember. We have a kind of a mixture of those things in history, including this. Sales of Henry Ford's Model T slipped in 1926 on this day. Those who lived during the prosperous 1920s had their fill of pure utility and were ready for a larger measure of comfort and beauty. So what happened was the Model T ceased at the end of 1927, a few days after the 15 million car had come off the assembly line. A new car would take its place. So a model day. The first Model A was unveiled on this day in 1927 in New York City. How about this one? Denver's KOA transmitted for 49 stations, rather, on the NBC network, the first human birth on television. It was part of a program called The March of Medicine. That was back in 1952, once again. And in 1972, the Temptations reached the number one spot on the top 40 chart with Papa Was a Rolling Stone. If you listen to oldies, you can still hear some of those songs today on an oldies station. A lot of their songs, actually, but that one especially. Celebrating some quick birthdays we'll throw at you. We don't need the music. We like our fading music instead. Brendan Fraser is tomorrow. Britney Spears is 28 years old, much like our Matt Johnson. Also, Nelly Furtado, 31. Monica Seles, 36 years old. Lucy Liu, one of Charlie's Angels, 41 years old. Maria Callas, 86 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight.
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Up top. 1, 2, 3, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.